On Morgan's AM, US equity markets retreat for a third session, all eyes on CPI data and third quarter earnings.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets closed in the red for a third straight session, with selling again picking up in the closing hour of trade and with investors eyeing some key economic and corporate earnings releases tonight. The Dow was down 118 points or 0.3%. Boeing Co. fell 1.3% after reporting that airplane deliveries rose to 35 in September following an uptick in domestic travel, albeit its 787 program remains hobbled by structural defects. The broader S&P 500 lost 0.2%, with communication services and information technology leading six of the 11 primary sectors lower. Real estate was the best performing sector overnight with a 1.3% rise. The technology-centric NASDAQ dipped 0.1%. Apple Inc. declined over 1% in extended trading following a Bloomberg News report that the company will likely cut iPhone 13 production by up to 10 million phones in 2021 because of the ongoing global chip shortage. Broadcom and Texas Instruments also fell in the extended session after an unidentified source told Bloomberg that both companies are having trouble delivering enough components to Apple. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index rose 0.6%. The International Monetary Fund released its World Economic Outlook report overnight and cut growth outlooks for the US and other major industrial powers, saying that supply disruptions have led to lower growth in the richest countries, while worsening pandemic dynamics are slowing the poorest countries. The IMF cut its global growth forecast by 0.1% to 5.9% this year and forecast a further slowing in growth to 4.9% in 2022. The IMF cut its US growth estimate for 2021 by 1% to 6%. US corporate earnings, BlackRock, Delta Airlines, Fastenal and JP Morgan Chase report third quarter results tonight. On the US economic data front, the National Federation of Independent Business, Business Optimism Index, slipped 1 point to 99.1 in September, the lowest reading since March. Separately, the Job Openings and Labour Turnover Survey recorded that the number of people quitting their jobs in August increased by approximately 242,000 to a record 4.3 million. The quits rate, often viewed by policymakers and economists as a measure of job market confidence, shot up to an all-time high of 2.9% in August. Elsewhere, US consumers increased their short-term and medium-term inflation expectations again in September, but they lowered their views on how much home prices, fuel costs, and other expenses will rise over the next year, according to a survey released overnight by the New York Federal Reserve. European bourses retreated but settled well off their worst levels of the session. The benchmark Pan-European Stoxx 600 index dipped 0.1%, pairing an earlier session decline of as much as 1.2%. The healthcare, retail and basic resources sectors fell 0.5% each, leading the losses. Germany's DAX and France's CAC both fell 0.3%. Airbus fell 1.1% as the plane maker reported deliveries were flat in September versus the previous month. In economic data, Germany's latest ZEW Economic Sentiment Index fell for a fifth consecutive month to 22.3 in October against economists' forecast for a reading of 24. China's Shanghai Composite dropped 1.2% yesterday, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 1.4%. China Evergrande Group missed its third round of bond payments in 3 weeks, underlining worries about China's highly leveraged property sector. London's FTSE 100 eased 0.2%. Budget carrier EasyJet fell 3.5% after saying it expected to post annual losses of more than £1 billion due to the COVID pandemic, but added that it turned cash positive in the final quarter of the financial year as demand improved. Entain PLC lost 1.7% despite reporting that third quarter revenue rose, with in-shop volumes improving as COVID lockdown measures were lifted. And in merger and acquisition headlines, GlaxoSmithKline rose 0.9% after Bloomberg reported that its consumer unit was drawing interest from private equity firms in what could lead to the biggest buyout of all time. In UK economic data, the Office for National Statistics recorded job vacancies rose by 318,000 from pre-pandemic January to March 2020 levels to 1.1 million. The unemployment rate fell to 4.5% in the 3 months to August from 4.6% in the 3 months to July. Additionally, the number of payroll employees rose by 207,000 in September to a record 29.2 million and are now higher than before the pandemic. Base metals complex was mixed, copper down 0.9% to be trading around $4.29 a pound and snapping a three-session winning streak. Elsewhere, nickel fell 0.7%, while aluminium added 0.2% and zinc gained 0.4%. China balance of trade figures for September are released later today. Benchmark spot iron ore lost $6.03 or 4.5% to $129 a metric tonne after staging a four-session rebound that saw the key steel ingredient advance over 15%. Gold futures settled $3.60 or 0.2% higher at $1,759.30 an ounce, recording their first advance in four sessions. Oil prices were mixed, although the benchmark US contract extended its rally into a fourth straight session. WTI edged 12 cents higher to $80.64 a barrel, a day after moving above the $80 per barrel mark for the first time in almost 7 years. However, Brent eased 23 cents to $83.42 a barrel, pulling back from the highest finish since the 9th of October 2018 in the previous session. Expectations that nuclear talks with Iran may soon resume put some pressure on prices. A top European official was due to travel to Tehran as early as this week in an effort to reach an agreement to restart nuclear talks between Iran and world powers, according to a Bloomberg News report, citing officials with knowledge of the meetings. Elsewhere, analysts said steep backwardation, a condition in which nearby contracts traded a premium to later dated contracts, underscores tight supply conditions. The premium between the December 2021 and December 2022 crude futures hit US$8.50 on Monday, its highest since 2014. The differential for Brent hit nearly US$8, its highest since 2013. Longer-dated US Treasury yields logged their biggest daily decline since the 1st of October after resuming trading following the Columbus Day holiday, with 10-year Treasury yields falling 2.5 basis points to 1.58%. Fed Vice Chair Richard Clarida said in prepared remarks to the Institute of International Finance that he believes that the substantial further progress standard has more than been met with regard to our price stability mandate and has all but been met with regard to our employment mandate, as he repeated that the Fed at its last meeting agreed tapering may soon be warranted. Mr. Clarida acknowledged that risks to inflation are to the upside, although he played down any perception that the Fed will soon face a choice between its two mandates and said inflation expectations remain anchored. The Fed's next monetary policy meeting is scheduled for the 2nd and 3rd of November. Expectations for a 0.25% interest rate increase in July next year rose from 21.7% a week ago to 34.9%, according to CME Group's FedWatch tool. Attention now turns to the release of the Core Consumer Price Index for September and the minutes from the Federal Reserve's September monetary policy meeting tonight. The Australian dollar is buying approximately 73.5 US cents. The September employment report, the Westpac Consumer Confidence Index for October, and June quarter building activity headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.